Today, Hallmark Moments number 4 is going to be marriage moments. And we're going to specifically focus in on marriage this morning. You might say, well, I ain't married. I don't need this. Trust me, you're going to need it. Amen? It's the Word of God, and you're going to learn how to have better relationships with other people. All right? So hang in here with me. But I told the earlier crowd, I'm never going to do two different marriage messages again as long as I live on the same Sunday. Because the devil's been living at my house this week. He knew I was going to be speaking like this. I've had a rough time. I was ugly to my wife this week. And she would give a big amen, but just hang on. And, just open my mouth, say things I shouldn't say. Anybody, can another guy at least say you've done that with me sometime? Amen. Hey, I'm not by myself up here. Thank you. But anyway, the point is I think Satan really knew that he didn't want me to give this message. Amen? Or the first message. So we're going to do it wide open. Amen? God wants us to have the best marriage possible. And Raj, we're rolling. He wants us to have the best, B-E-S-T, marriage possible. He wants you to have that. Are you hearing me today? He wants you to have that. Well, somebody else got one. I ain't get one. He wants you to have that. But you have to care enough to do what? Give your very what? Isn't that what a Hallmark card says? When you care enough to send your very best. All right? Well, in marriage, if you're going to have that great marriage and the best marriage that God wants for you, and you're a candidate, it can happen. You've got to care enough. You've got to care enough to give your very best. Emphasis on your today. Instead of you thinking about your spouse today, I want you to think about you. Do you think about what you can do? You think about how somebody else is screwing up a relationship. I want you to think about yourself today. Let's see if we can't start there and make some headway today. Let's look at it. Keep moving. Best, best, best. Can you say that with me? Come on. Best, best. Now I got to have more help than that. One more time. Best, best, best. That's what God wants for you in your relationship, in your marriage. So how can you hallmark the one you love? How can you hallmark the one you love? Remember, we've been talking about hallmark. It's used by goldsmiths in London years ago when they stamped gold. It wasn't about a card. The Hall brothers started Hallmark, but they were smart in coming up with tying it to this. Hallmark. How can the one you love, your husband, your wife, how can they know they're excellent? How can you stamp them that way and they can know it? How can they know their quality? How can they know that they're valued? How can they know that they are 99.999% fine as far as you're concerned? Amen? Say. Who cares what somebody else thinks? Are you letting them know that? That's your job. Who else is going to do that? Who else is going to hallmark your husband? Who else is going to hallmark your wife if you don't? Are y'all listening? Say. You don't even want to go there or think that. Keep looking. You have to care enough to give your very, say it with me again, best. Why do I keep emphasizing best? Because we're fixing to pop it up, Raj. Throw it up there. Best, best, best. We're going to hang our hat right there. Amen? We're going to hang our hat right there on that word. So when you leave here today, you're going to be able to say, best. And we're going to give it to you right on best, so you can just stick it in your pocket, put it here in your noggin, and so this is going to help you as you go down the road. Amen? Best. How can you have the best situation? How can you, in your marriage, do your best to mark the one you love as valued, as excellent, as quality? If you don't do it, it ain't getting done. Keep looking. First thing, we'll start with that B. Say that word with me. Come on. Bless. One more time. Bless, okay? Be bless, okay? First way you do it is you bless your husband or you bless your wife. And let's talk about it. How do I bless somebody? And by the way, you're going to be amazed at when you do this. When you bless the one you love, instead of curse them, you're going to be surprised at how they're going to blossom and how they're going to bloom. But this is just part of the picture. But let's look at bless this morning. The first thing, the word blessing in the New Testament is this fancy Greek word eulogos. It's based on two Greek words. It isn't very hard to figure this out. EU means well. Logos means what? Say it with me. Word. So it means well, words. When you bless somebody, you're speaking what? Well, words. Or you're speaking what? Good words. You're never going to bless somebody if you're not speaking good words. You're never really going to. That might have worked for you. And it's worked for me before. I've talked down to my wife before and got things accomplished by talking down. But it sure didn't do her any good, did it? Say. Oh, you can get things accomplished by speaking down. But that's not God's plan. And that's not a blessing when we talk to the ones we love that way. It's well words. We're to say that with me. Speak up. And boy, I got to have help or we're just quitting. Amen? Come on. Does anybody not need help here today or what? Your marriage perfect? Say. Well, come on, help me here now. I need some help up here. I've been fighting the devil all week on this message. I'm not going to let him win. Amen? So help me here. Speak up. Don't talk down. That's how you bless somebody. If you're known for talking down to your wife, and I've done it many times. I did it this week. Talked down to her this week. Got me in the doghouse. Speak up. And by the way, if you're looking for a perfect pastor that doesn't do that, buddy, you're just going to have to find another place. It happens. I'm not happy about it. But I'm also not going to get up here this morning and give a message like old Clark's got that did a perfect marriage this week. I ain't had a perfect marriage this week. But it would have been so much better if I'd have spoke up instead of talked down. Are y'all listening? Say. Keep looking. Bless! Look at 1 Peter. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise, what's the word? Blessing. Knowing that you're there unto call, that you should inherit a blessing. We're to bless. For he that will love life in good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. If you want to bless the one you love, man, you got to refrain from railing. You got to refrain from saying the bad things. And that's just common sense, but it seems like we fall off the wagon on this one. This is how you hallmark the one you love, your wife or your husband. Bless them with what? Say it with me. Well words. It's what I'm saying good. It's what I'm saying speaking up, or am I talking down? It's tough, man. James 3 verse 8, the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds what? Blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? The answer is no. But we're good at doing that, aren't we? Say. I mean, we bless the one and then we curse the one. We speak up and speak down. If you care enough to give your very best, if you want to mark that person that you have married yourself to, if you want to mark them as valued, as quality, as excellent, then you got to speak what? Up, 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 up. Has anybody else got a problem with that? Say, man, I've told you before, one of the hardest things for me, as I'm out here and I'm talking nice to you people and I'm working all day long and I'm talking nice to those people when they come in to see me, and then a lot of times I get home and I'm meaner than a hornet because I can let my hair down, what little bit I have. But does that do joy any good? Yes or no? Uh-uh. Speak up, not down. Keep looking. So we're getting somewhere this morning. It's not very complicated. Bless, it means what again? What's the word bless mean? Tell me. Well words. That's not that hard to remember, is it? Well words. We don't have to go crazy on that word blessing. It's not that complicated. Well, I want a blessing. You can give a blessing. Give a blessing by speaking well words to the one you love. Now, this works with anybody, doesn't it? So you can use this on anybody. But well words. Words that are what? Up, not what? Down. And Satan doesn't want you to speak well words, but God does. Speak up, not down with your words. Also, your attitude and your actions. You can not be saying something, and you can speak up just by your attitude or your actions. But you can also, by your demeanor, by your tone, by your body language, you can also be speaking how? Tell me. Down. How many's got to know the husband and wife pretty doggone good? You can tell when it's up or down, baby. Amen. You can figure it out. That's the truth. Speak up, man. Speak up with attitude, actions. Bless. That's the first part of best. B-E-S-T. And the first part of that hat is bless. Second thing we're going to look at is that E this morning. We don't have that much farther to go. Hang in here with me. Marriage moments. Marriage moments. Got a young couple here. They're standing in a house that they're building. Isn't that an exciting time? How many can remember the first time you got your first house? Amen? Yeah, isn't that great? And how many actually helped construct your first house? Can I see your hand? You know, isn't that amazing? And here they are. They're there. And that goes along with the word. Let's look at our word. Our next word, say that word with me. Fancy word. Edify. Edify. What's that word mean? Let's go to the New Testament and see. Here's what it means. In the New Testament, it refers to what? Building up. So, bless is speaking up. Edify is what? Building up. That's what edify is. We need to do that to the one we love. We need to build them up. We need to build up our spouse and not what? Tear them down. Listen, just think about it, sir. Think about it. If you don't build up your wife, who is? You think there just might be some other fella out there that wouldn't mind building her up for you? Say, isn't that ugly? If you don't build them up, who is? Hey, ma'am, the same thing. If you don't build up your husband, who do you expect to do it? Pastor Gary? Say. You know how I preach. He gets beat up in here. Come on. Who's going to do it? Oh, I bet you there's probably somebody out there that would do it. Don't think that way. You do the 500-mile deal. Amen. 500-mile, 500-mile, 1,000-mile. That's your door. Amen. Do your part. Edify. Build up. Don't tear them down. How can I edify? How can I build up, Pastor, the one that I'm married to, the one that I love? Here's how you do it. It begins with thinking right. Can you say that whole statement with me? It begins with, this is where I fall off the wagon. This is my biggest struggle. I came from a broken home, a hell hole. Okay? It's the way I grew up. Never saw love. And I also had a bunch of other crap. You've heard me give my story. Even recently, I told you about when I was 12 years old, I had free porn just given to me, given to me, given to me, given to me. I got saved when I was almost 16 years old. But I tell you what, you can get saved and you can get forgiven and you can get clean. But boy, it's hard to get all that crap out of you. Are y'all listening? And so, all my married life, it's been a struggle thinking right, okay? Thinking right. Anybody else struggle with thinking right sometimes? Say, so I don't feel totally alone up here. Amen. I feel like, oh, clock, you're bearing yourself. Listen, it begins with thinking right. I'm talking about if I'm going to build up joy, I have to think right. And she gave me this verse years ago, and it's now discolored. It sits behind my desk. Joy gave me this because she knew my mind wasn't thinking right. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there's some virtue there, if there's any praise, think on these things. Amen? But here's so often what we do. Keep looking. We think the worst. We think the worst of our spouse. I spent the first several years of my marriage thinking that. Can you imagine such a thing? That terrible? I mean, I'm married. I love her. She smells good. I love loving on and all that kind of good stuff. But I'm thinking the worst. Are y'all getting that or no? If you think the worst of the person you love, that's not building them up. And you're in a bad way, man. If you're thinking the worst, but I'm going to build them up. I'm going to build them up. No, if you're thinking the worst, you're going to do what to them? You're going to tear them down. You're going to tear them down. You need to think the best of your spouse, not the worst. You know what? It's not going to hurt you if you think the best of them, is it? Say. So you can think the negative. You can think they're doing this, stepping out on you, doing this, doing something else. You can think that if you want to, but actually that's certainly not going to help your relationship, is it? Say. Uh-uh. You may as well go the other route and think the best. Think the best. Instead of thinking the worst, because I forget some crazy figure. It's like 95% of whatever we think negative never happens. That's the way I play golf. When I'm behind a big tree, this is worth $20 right here. When I'm behind a big tree, Man, you go, oh my gosh, I'm behind the tree. You know what? About 80% air right there. And I just swing right through that tree. Amen? A tree is about 80% air. Hit the ball through the tree, it'll make it. Does that make any sense to anybody? That's just a golf tip. Amen? Thinking the worst. Most of it's a bunch of hot air. Get off that. Spend your time positively. Let's keep looking. Keep moving. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Here's what the Bible says about edification. Comfort yourselves together. Edify. Build up one another, even also as you do. That's a command to the body of Christ. How much more should we do it to our husband or wife? Another scripture. We're to strengthen them. That's what the Bible talks about when it talks about edification. Romans 15:1-2. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to what? Edification, building them up. Isn't it funny how we'll do that to the brother in the Lord? Amen. At fellowships. But treat our wife like crud. Her husband like crud. We build each other up. I know some of you would never think to come up to me and put me down. But you'll do that to your husband. Or you do that to your wife. Does that make any sense? Say, well, I can't be a good Christian if I'm putting people down. That's true, you can't. You can't be a good husband or a good wife if you're doing it either. Okay? Strengthen them. You encourage them by building them up. You strengthen them by building them up. You let them know I'm quality, I'm valued, I'm special, I'm hallmarked. Seek peace. Say that with me. Seek peace. Romans 14:19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for what? Peace. And things wherewith one may build up one another. Did you know what? When I'm thinking negative and I think that way, it leads me to tear down, not build up. And it certainly doesn't lead to peace at the Clark House. Amen? And I experienced a couple of days like that this week with my wife. And I take the full responsibility of it. You know what the Bible says? It says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. I'm the one in that home that God's called to be crucified. I'm the one in that home that's been called to be the father, the husband, the dad. And I'm to take the lead. Jesus took the lead and laid down his life for me. Husbands, we need to take the lead and do that. Build up, don't tear them down. That's what this is about, edification. Here's one of my daughter's favorite verses in the scriptures. Ephesians 4:31-32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. But be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Do you think that'd make for a pretty good marriage right there? Say, pretty doggone good marriage right there. Edify. Okay, so bless, speak up, don't talk down. Edify, that means build up, don't what? Tear down. And then let's look at the S. And we're doing pretty good. Thank y'all for hanging in here with me and listening. You don't want to just go out of here and go B, do you? Say, B. What'd you know I'm a B? We got to get this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Say that word with me. So best, number one, bless. Number two, edify. Number three, what is sacrifice? Here's what it is in plain English right here. It's giving up yourself for another person's good. Say that with me. Giving up yourself for another person's... Who on this planet is more important for you to give yourself up to if it ain't your husband? If it ain't your wife? Say, well, I need to go and love the world. Hey, that's great. Go love them. How about start there at the house? Amen? Love your husband, love your wife, love your who's probably right there in line too, your children, amen? Love them. Give yourself up for your husband. Give yourself up for your wife. Give yourself up for your kids, man. Sacrifice. God did it, so should we. God gave, man. That's our example. He gave, we should give. Keep looking. 1 John 14, I love these verses. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. And he sent his Son to be the propitiation. That's a fancy word right there. He sent his Son to be the one who was sacrificed for our sins on the cross. He took our place. That's what that word propitiation means. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought what? to love one another. You think God wants you to love your husband? Yes or no? Think God wants you to love your wife? Yes or no? Man, that's what he wants. That's his will for you. Say that verse with me, 1 John 14:19. You might not have known where that's at in the Bible, and you need to mark that down. We love him because he first what? Loved us. Amen? I know how it was in my wife and I's relationship. I'd had other people that liked me when I was growing up and dated a little bit. But I think she was the only person that loved me. You know, she loved me. She gave herself to me. And for me to be ugly to her, that's just terrible, ain't it? Say, can I get an amen and a clap of hands and all that good stuff? That's just awful. Amen? That'd be like for us to reject Jesus, to be a person who has the truth that Jesus loves you and died for you, and to reject him. That's blasphemy. And you'll go to hell for doing that. But somehow we think we can have a stable marriage by rejecting the person that loves us or not giving them love. That marriage is going to hell too. Are you hearing me? Sacrifice. Walk in love, Ephesians 5:2. As Christ has loved us, he's given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling Savior. Amen? That's how our marriages should smell. They should smell good. Amen? Sacrifice. Sacrificing also is sharing in your spouse's life. Would you say that with me? Sacrifice is sharing in your spouse's life. What does that mean? It means this. It ain't all about you. Amen? Look, you should share in your spouse's activities. This is how you sacrifice. How do you sacrifice if you don't do it like this? Share in their thoughts. Share in their dreams. Share in their goals. Let's check it out. What does the Bible say? Keep moving. Say that with me. Two become what? Two didn't become you. Say that with me. Two didn't become you. Come on, say it again. Two didn't become you. But we live that way sometimes. My marriage ain't all about Gary Clark. Two didn't become you. Two became what? Something new. Amen? Two didn't become you. This is pretty good preaching right here. Two didn't become you. Two became something new. We're one flesh now. And you need to share in each other's life and goals and dreams and plans and hopes. It's not just about you. What's my career? It's my career. One day you're going to be old. And you're going to have all your stuff and you're going to be miserable as a day is long. And that's going to be me too. Unless I get the drift. Amen? We got to get the program, baby. Sacrifice. Ephesians 5:31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be what? One flesh. The two become one. The two didn't become you. I'd write that down. That's worth it. Two didn't become one. Two became one. Two didn't become you. And I need to know that. Saying I do means what? I'll sacrifice. Saying I do don't mean you just go jump off in and hop in the sack. That ain't what saying I do means, okay? You can feel good about having sexual relations now. Hey, that's not what saying, here's what saying I do means. Saying I do means I'm willing to sacrifice my life for you. Y'all listening? Are y'all feeling like it's a crazy message? What in the world are we doing here today? Saying I do says I will sacrifice. I'll do whatever it takes. If it means walking 500 miles and have to turn around and walk 500 more, then I'll walk 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. Sacrifice. That's what it means. Now, this is something I do with couples that come see me for counseling. And I wish I had more time, but that's why I'm doing this like this today. I can save myself some time by helping like this. And we've got videos and things that we've done about marriage. And part of the reason I'm halfway successful at marriage counseling is because I'm honest. I try to be honest. You don't come in ever, or you're on the stage today, you're not hearing me say, oh, I got the greatest marriage, I think I got the greatest marriage. But it ain't because I'm the greatest. I'm cruddy. You know what I mean? But But God has, he's just by his grace and mercy. How many would say that they, by his grace and mercy, you're still together? Anybody like that today? Amen. Let's praise him today. Come on. So that other people know there's hope. There's hope. Okay? Listen. But here's something I tell folks when they come counseling with me. Here it is right here. Marriage is 100-100. It ain't 50-50. Now, this is country talk. Marriage is, say it with me, 100-100. It ain't 50-50. That's what a lot of you think. Marriage is 50-50. Marriage is 50-50. Well, you know what? I ain't the brightest bulb in the box, but believe it or not, I do have a college education. But anyway, let's keep looking. Let's do some math. Here's the math. 50 plus 50 equals what? 100. And don't that sound good? No, it don't sound good, because watch this. You divide that by 2, that equals 50. And last time I checked in North Carolina, if you made a 50, you failed. Marriage ain't 50-50. 50-50 will never work. You're out the gate losing, baby. Here's what marriage is. Say it with me. It's 100-100. Now, what do I mean by that? You take 100 and you add your partner. Maybe this is you on some day. And you ain't giving but about 50. That equals 150. 150 divided by 2 equals what? 75. And how many, to be honest, you passed many classes with a 75. Let me see your hand. Some of you. Hey, I'm not saying we shouldn't shoot for 100. But anytime you're relying on somebody else to give 100, that's why I think you ought to focus on what you can give. Are y'all listening? Say. If anybody in any relationship brings 100% to the table, there's a pretty good doggone chance that marriage can make it. Let's look at some more math. Here, one of you giving 85, and here's some the other part of giving 60. Well, that don't sound good. 85 and 60, that equals 145. 145 divided by 2 equals 72 and a half. And last time I checked, we still married, Jack. Does that make any sense? Not really? Somebody said, no, your people are crazy. If this don't make sense to you, nothing will. And quite frankly, you know what? Most of us are going to be in the 85%, 60%, 70%, if we're honest. And I'm just hoping, and it's proven true over the years, that you start to work together a little bit better as a team, and the percentages, the scores go up a little bit. Amen? But I sure ain't so certain we're gonna get that 100-100 necessarily on this side of heaven. But that's what I'm shooting for. Amen? See, I'm to sacrifice, because when joy is putting out a 50 or 60, and it's usually vice versa, when I sacrifice, we're still making it. When I'm putting out about a 50 or a 40 and she's given 100, we're still making it. Amen? But the key is, we can't rely on them giving that 100 like that all the time. You keep giving 40 like that. They can't stay pegging on 100 like that, baby. You got to get your number up. Amen? Best, bless, edify, sacrifice. This is going to help you get your score up. Amen? Get your score up. Give yourself, say that with me. Don't be what? Full of yourself. Full of yourself. That don't fly, does it, Miss Kathy? She looking at me, you done right on right there now. Right now. That's pretty good. Ephesians 5:25 and verse 33, look at this. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That's how we're to love our wives, fellas. We're to be the one that sacrifices. You might not think that's fair. That's life. That's tough. Amen? That's who you are. You're the head of that home. God loves you. He puts you, placed you like that. You need to give yourself like Jesus gave himself for the church. Sacrifice. But watch it, wives. What are you supposed to do? Look at it. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love your wife even as himself. Say that last part with me. And the wife see that she what? Reverence her husband. That doesn't mean worship him, fall down his feet, lick his shoes. That ain't what it's talking about. A woman needs security. A woman needs security. A woman needs to know that she's safe, that she's cared for, that you ain't going to be stepping out on her, that you're not going to abuse the kids, that you're going to be there, you're going to help keep a roof over that head, you're going to over her head and that family, you're going to be there, you're going to show up. It means a lot more than that, too. But that's not a wife's role. Not to say a wife can't help with that and do that, but I think a wife's role and what a man really needs from his wife is respect. Can you say that word with me? Respect. See, when Joy communicates to me that she believes in me, I can overcome anything. I really can. You know what? If Joy's with me, we can go through hell and back with anybody else out here. If she's with me and by my side, and she believes in me, ladies, that's powerful, isn't it, say? That's powerful. Your husbands need to know that. We're not as big and bad as you think we are. Inside, we're like, you know, sort of crumbling. And you talking like that and speaking into your husband, oh, that's awesome. Think it through. Bless, speak up, don't talk down. Edify, build up, don't tear down. Sacrifice, and we're really going to make a quick finish here. Give up, don't take away. Give up, don't take away. In a relationship, give. Don't be a taker. You're going to get some back. That's only natural. But don't go at it like that. Sacrifice. See if you can't peg on your 100. Amen? Try it. Marriage moments. The last point is this. And there's a soldier hugging a young bride. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? How can we criticize our troops? People that criticize the troops are despicable as far as I'm concerned. While you're laying your fat butt, excuse me, at home, safe in America, and people like that don't have anybody to touch them, anybody to love them. They're giving up for us. That ain't part of the message. That just hit me. Are y'all listening today? Come on. Look at that. Listen. Listen. What that guy wouldn't give to have that right there. What that guy serving right now wouldn't give to have that touch. We just don't even think about it, do we? Say. And young women are serving. And got husbands. It just blows my mind. I can't even imagine it. That's the T right there. Look at it. That's the T. Touch. Touch. Let's look at it. We're talking about marriage moments. We're not talking about really making you anything, baby. We're talking about how you can mark the one you love. You do it by blessing them. You do it by, and that's talk, speaking up. You do it by edifying, that's building up. You do it by sacrificing, that's giving up to them. And they're going to know, I guess I do matter. I guess I am quality. I guess they do think I'm excellent. I don't know anybody that, when they think they're quality, they're excellent, and they're valued, that they don't burn the world up, baby. They can achieve and succeed. And that's what we want for our marriages. Here's the last one, touch. I've used this before. God created us with hundreds. I've used this for years and years and years. It's the truth. God created us with hundreds of thousands of microscopic nerve endings in our skin designed to sense a loving touch. A tender touch tells our spouse that we care for them, that they matter to us. It can calm fears, soothe pain. It can bring them comfort. It can help them feel secure emotionally. Did you know, husband, wife, you have that power? Say, just your touch. Isn't that amazing? I recently had a bad back. When I was a kid, I remember seeing that skeleton model on the wall. Remember that skeleton they put up on the wall in school? Boom. And they put this other skeleton up. He was sort of red looking, had all these things all over him, like nerves and muscles. And well, buddy, I'll tell you something. That second one and the first one, that second one's really true. All kinds of nerves running everywhere. And boy, I had some bad nerve problems. Still got them running down my leg. But you've got some other nerves that when you touch and you get touched, something happens to you. Is that the truth or not? Say. Amen. And we're not talking about, I'm not talking about sex. That's part of it. That's part of it. It's part of it. But there's a whole lot of touching that can be done way before that. Amen. You can touch anywhere. You touch every day. You can touch anywhere you're going. Can't you say? I mean, you sit and watch TV and touch. You can ride down the road and touch. You can walk in the mall and touch. Boy, touching matters. It lets them know I'm special. I'm excellent. I'm valued. 1 Corinthians 7:3, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, due love, physical love. Likewise also the wife, the husband. Okay? Listen, you've got to step up to the plate and do this. In your marriage, you've got to do it. You've got to be touching. If you don't touch them, who is? Say. You think there's somebody out there that might want to touch your wife? Well, I'm knocking them out. Well, then won't you start touching her? Say. You think somebody might want to touch the man you're married to? If he ever does that, I'll leave him. That's pathetic. Why don't you step up to the plate and touch him? Amen? Before it gets to that point. I'm telling you what, the points, the scores go up when you do this. Yeah, we're talking right now, baby. Come on. Step up to the plate. Song of Solomon 1:2, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for thy love is better than wine. Now, wine's intoxicating if you drink a lot of it. I don't drink at all. I'm the son of a drunk. I don't drink at all, period. I drink sweet iced tea, hallelujah, amen? Okay, and too much coffee. But the fact of the matter is, boy, that touching and kissing, boy, that's better than wine. Also, the Bible tells us in the old days especially, wine was a good what? Medicine. And can you believe it? Your touch is like a medicine. Your touch is like a medicine to the one you love. It's huge. Oh, my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice. For sweet is your voice, your countenance is beautiful. The word comely means that. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Boy, you need to take advantage of touching here and loving here, because there's some little foxes out there. Y'all hearing me? Say, be careful. My beloved is mine, I'm his. He feeds among the lilies. Wife, you belong to your husband. Husband, you belong to your wife. That's the way it is. You got to work that out. Keep looking. If you want to have the best relationship, you have to step up and touch. Could you say that with me? Raj, put it up there. I don't care if we're like, here we go. If you want to have the best relationship, you have to step up and touch. And this matters for all ages. Let me ask from some of our older folks. Do you still like being touched? Say amen. See, it don't end, does it? Tell us. Encourage us. Come on, it don't end, does it? Say. All right, she's holding her mouth like that going, amen. It's important. Come on. Intimate touching is necessary for a healthy marriage. Intimate touching is healthy. I mean, it's necessary for a healthy marriage. Well, I don't need to touch anymore sexually. I don't need to do that anymore. That's not true. You need that. Need all kinds of touching. Intimate touching is very important. This is if you want to mark the one you love with that hallmark. You're excellent. You're quality. You're valued. The wife, 1 Corinthians 7, hath not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise the husband has not power of his own body, but who? The wife. Defraud or withhold not one from the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer. And then you come together again, touching, intimate touching, that Satan tempt you not, for your big fancy word, incontinency, for your self-control. Here's what happens. If you are not touching your spouse, I hope you are listening. If you're not touching your spouse, and he or she is not receiving that touch, how long are they going to stay under control? Say, are y'all listening or not? Does that make sense? If you keep doing that, vice, whoever it is, how long are they going to be able to maintain that kind of self-control? You see what I mean? Touch, touch. It's important. I love it, baby. I'll tell you that right now. I just love touching Joy. I love Joy touching me. And when we have a little spat or something like that, and I'm not receiving her loving touch and tender touch, it just kills me. I just want to go jump off a bridge or something. Isn't that ugly? It's truth. It's a good thing St. Pete's about an hour and a half away. Because Godfrey Creek, I'd be fine. You know what I mean? I'd just get some shells in my feet or something. But anyway, that touch is important, man. Come on, I got to quit. I've talked too much today. Touch them, don't turn them away. Say that. Touch them, don't turn them away. We're done. Thank the Lord. Say it with me. Bless, speak up, don't talk down. Edify, build up, don't tear down. Sacrifice, give up, don't take away from them. Touch, step up, don't turn away from them or turn them away from you. Marriage moments. We've ended every sermon this series with a card. Here's the card. Here's the card. You deserve only the very, say it with me, best. Say it with me again. You deserve only the very best. I love you, honey. Me. And when I'm not giving the best, I'm screwing up. I'm messing up. So that card's from me today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you give it to one another. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.